Here on Regional Radio, we are looking forward to the summer now and talking about the Rothwell Park Railroad and talking with J.W. Ballinger, one of the volunteers for that railroad. And J.W., first of all, thank you for joining us. And
you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. And also, I guess, first off, can you tell us a little bit about the dates when the railroad's starting and when people can start coming?
Absolutely. We're beginning our 16th year, and we're hoping to do that on April 15th, a Sunday. And, of course, the temperature needs to be right, and we hope it's not raining or snowing. And if that's not happening, we're hoping to have a good crowd for our first day.
Absolutely. And it says that the trains will begin running at 1.
1 o'clock.
And you guys are going until about 4:30?
We stay till 4:30, and often the last train leaves around 4:15, so the rides are about 15 minutes long. We average about 5,000 paid passengers per year. And, of course, a lot of folks just come out to watch the grandkids and the kids ride. So we have a good crowd out there most every Sunday.
And as you said, 5,000 people per year. What do you think brings all the people to enjoy the railroad? Why does it draw such a high crowd?
Well, the railroad's kind of unique to this area. There are not many close by. And what we are trying to do is to represent the history and heritage of the Moberly-Randolph County area with all the railroads that came through here after the Civil War. And we honor the Norfolk and Western Railroad and the Wabash Railroad and the Norfolk Southern Railroad that now serves Moberly. So we have people of all ages. And, of course, kids who've never seen a big train other than a freight train just love to come out and ride. So it's quite an attraction. We're very appreciative of all the interest we get. And we actually have people come from out of state to ride our train, and very appreciative of all the folks that come.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Lots, like you said, kids can come, a lot of family fun. The first Sunday that you have is a head of household day, kind of a special event. Can you talk a little bit about that first?
You bet. That's kind of a unique day. We thought we'd give one of the adults in the family a chance to ride for a dollar. It's income tax time, you know, and that's a hard time to get through the first 4 months of the year. And we hope that people will come out just to have a little fun, and either mom or dad or grandma or grandpa can ride with a child's ticket for only a dollar. So we're looking forward to a good crowd.
Now, I know that it's pretty early on in the season, but you do say you have more special events. Do you possibly know any of those that are going to be taking place throughout the year?
Sure. We get involved with the Parks and Recreation Department on a number of their events, and particularly around the 4th of July, we have a big event. And the Fall Festival that Parks uses to attract folks out there, the kids mostly, we do that as well. We did something last year that was really unique for the 16 years, and that was we had a Christmas run. And we were overwhelmed by almost 750 people coming out on that particular day to ride the train. So we will be continuing to do some events. We're, of course, adding new features to the train. We've added new cars and new locomotives over the years. We're in the design stage for a little village for people to travel through.
Wow.
And so we're looking at various groups around town who do special things to come out and have a special event at the train. And it's just a good, fun afternoon. You know, people don't just come out and ride once. Sometimes they'll come out, maybe ride three times, or just stay for the afternoon and watch other people ride.
Right, absolutely. Talking with J.W. Ballinger, volunteer with the Rothwell Park Railroad. And you mentioned the new things that you have this year. Another new thing you have is a telephone line that people can call. Talk a little bit about what that new feature is.
Absolutely. We're really happy to have that, because until we got this new voice over IP line, when people wanted to know if we were running because of weather issues, they'd call our home. So beginning on Sunday morning, just about Sunday school time, we'd get calls. So our new information hotline is 660-833-4601, and we'd love for people to listen to that. You can also leave a message if you'd like to have your own special event on a day other than Sunday or on Sunday. You can put your information on that answering machine, and a volunteer will call you back and set it up for you.
And once again, you guys start April 15th at 1 p.m.?
That's our goal, yes, sir.
All right, so everyone come out and enjoy the Rothwell Park Railroad. J.W., thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.